Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We've been talking about challenges in moving in the supernatural gifts. And just want to address a couple of quick questions that have come up, and one is kind of general about why it takes us so long to get through these series. And really, we're not in a hurry. We're not trying to finish something and get on to the next thing. Instead, we're going to be going through the same kinds of topics. I'm sure you've recognized that we talk about and repeat many of the same themes and approaches and how-tos over and over and over again. We're trying to address the concerns that come up on a regular basis from new listeners and just encourage those who maybe have tried something and it didn't work out as they expected. But also, these are the basics. And we have a tendency to want to get on to the next thing, the next level, the more spiritual thing. And really, until you have the confidence that you are getting your wounds healed on a regular basis, you know how to do that. Because you're going to get wounded. Today you're going to get wounded. Tomorrow you're going to get wounded. The day after that you're going to get wounded. That's not the question. That doesn't mean anything. Except probably if you're not wounded, it means you're isolated. And even then. But what we do want to look at is the whole concept of this is our training time here on this earth. And we can value each moment and each experience, each circumstance as an arranged circumstance just for our training. So there's no need to rush. There's no need to finish. And we're never really going to finish because as soon as we're done with this series, there's going to be another series, and we're going to go off topic, and we're going to discuss things, and we're going to go into totally different topics, because what's important is that we are learning to hear from God. We're getting our wounds healed. We're learning to hear His voice. We're learning to overcome our enemies. We're learning how to test what we hear. And then apply it and be objective and patient and clear. This is not about finishing. It's about being present with God and joined with Him, with our eyes wide open, our ears hearing Him, and resting in what He's doing on a daily basis. So, yes, we go off into all kinds of tangents, and it's very often in those tangents that God has something to say to someone. And so I let Him go where He wants to go. He's the God. And if He leads us into a direction that has no bearing whatsoever on our topic, that's fine with me. So if we're looking for a teaching structure, if I just do A, B, C, D, E, And that's what we limit it to. It's just these 8 easy steps, which we've talked about. We've got those. So they're there. They're available. But if your goal is only to be good at something, you'll be missing God's goal. You are God's goal. You are His purpose. So it's about relationship, not about accomplishing something, getting an approach or a practice done, down pat, or even being able to teach it to someone else. And let me just stop right there. There's so many people that want to learn how to do some of these things or are looking for new material to teach someone else, whether it's a Bible study setting or a larger number of people, and you're welcome to do that. But if you aren't experiencing it for yourself, it's not going to be received. You know, God may go around you and speak to people individually, but that's what He'll have to do. He'll have to go around you, because that's where we get into that dead letter thing. If you yourself have not followed these steps by depending on God, hearing His voice and responding to His voice, then you've missed out on what He has for you. And that's relationship. You can teach everything in my books, everything on the website, everything that we're talking about here, without knowing God. But people will know. And what we want is for people to recognize God. Not because it sounds godlike, but because they recognize His presence, not in us, not in me, not in you, but in themselves. So when you're teaching, it's not about gaining that recognition that what you're teaching is whatever. It's what effect is it drawing those you're teaching to relationship with God? This is why we start with the supposition and a reminder of how much God loves us, how much He wants to heal us, to reveal Himself to us, to love us. And that's often why we, going back to our previous point, we rabbit trail. We go off on a tangent because people don't know that. And they need to be encouraged. We all do. We need to be reminded how much God loves us and that it's not about pleasing Him or honoring Him or glorifying Him. It's about being with Him, being one in ourselves and one in and with Him. So as a quick reminder about the whole gifts themselves, it's not about coming up with how to scripturally abide by the accounted for gifts. It's about going to God for training, oh, God, this is really cool. I think I might want to be involved in this. How do I do that? You know, Lord, I see these stories about how you healed people. Is that something I could do? You know, and I know, Lord, in the scriptures you say greater things shall you do because I go to the Father. Does that mean I can do greater things than what you did? How do I do that? That's what we're looking for. So by the time we really get a handle on our approach, it comes back to it's an individual approach. You can't do this for someone else. They can't do it for you. Doesn't matter if you're going to what you consider to be the greatest church ever. And maybe you're the pastor or in charge of the greatest number of people or whatever your idea of being spiritual is. If it's not about an intimate relationship with God, being available to Him, hearing His voice, enjoying His presence, without doing a thing, without even anybody knowing, then you are depriving yourself of the relationship God wants to have with you. Now, in your spirit, you still have it. So God's not deprived. He's got the relationship He wants with your spirit. It's our soul that falls short, that isn't able to enjoy everything God has for us. And then we always come back around to the is it too late question. And we've talked about this before, but again, absolutely not. All you need to do is redeem the time. And you do that by asking, Lord, what do I need to do? I've known I should be doing this, that, or the other thing. I haven't been. Don't hold it against me. What can I do? Now, you can just shorten that and say, okay, Lord, I'm here. What's next? Because He doesn't hold it against you. And we need to get over that, too. Just focus on, Lord, what do you have for me today? What are we working on? What's on the schedule? And we've gone into greater depths about how to set up a schedule and come up with goals. And we'll get to those again and again because we want to be practical. But when we look at what the Lord has for us, the clearer we can hear Him and have that high expectation of being able to hear Him clearly and specifically in detail. And it's so amazing. We look to that in some areas, but we think, I guess, God is too far off. Or maybe He's not interested in speaking to me clearly. And the whole approach to the supernatural gifts, it's just another phase of our training meant to stretch us out of our comfort zone and into His. Because I'll bet you don't think that in and of yourself you have the power to heal, or to know the future, or to be able to raise the dead. So there's an expectation that you're going to have to connect with God. That's why these gifts are so valuable, because you can't do it on your own. Now, we look at some of the public figures who have engaged in so-called ministering of the gifts. And we see a lot of people that have done it wrong. Of course, we've seen a lot of people that have done it right. I encourage you to not look at either one. Of course, unless God says, I want to talk to you about Catherine Kuhlman, Billy Graham, any figure that he brings to your mind. Okay, Lord, what do you want to say about him, about this? What am I to learn? And he may encourage you to read some books or whatever, but let him teach you whatever way he chooses. He will have you ready for what tomorrow holds. You don't need to know what tomorrow holds. Just know that he will have you ready. You may not feel ready. You may not think you're ready, even when you get into it, whatever tomorrow holds. You may think, you know, you've missed it. You know, what have I gotten myself into? God has complete control over every circumstance in your life. So no, it's not too late. Redeem the time by living in the present, living now. Now is the only time you have any authority over. And as you live in the present time, the right now, your past, your present, and your future are all rolled into one. As you live in the now, hearing God now, acting on what he says now, your history, your past is healed and corrected, your future is prepared for, and your present is engaged. You take authority when you're living in the present. You take authority over the other realms of reality, the supernatural realm and the physical realm. Because in the spiritual realm, there is no past, present, or future. There's only now. There's only eternal life. So as you grasp, this is the only point, the only time I need to be aware of is being present and right now with God. That's the only thing that matters. He will take care of everything in your past and everything in your future. And you will be astounded at how he does that. Let him release. We all have things that in our past we wish we could have changed. Just give those to him. Give those to him right now. Lord, I don't know why you let these things happen in my life or why you let me do such stupid things, but I give them all to you right now. And I trust that the circumstances that were around those things were from you and that they led me to now. And now is the most valuable time. And if there's anything you want to talk to me about my past, any wounds that need to be healed, any lies that need to be spoken truth to, or in any generational curses that need to be broken, I trust that you will reveal those to me at the appropriate time. Otherwise, I'm not going to be burdened with my past. I'm going to thank you for it and be grateful for getting me to this now moment. I'm going to prepare for my future in the natural and in the supernatural. I'm going to be wise. I'm going to count the cost. I'm going to plan. But I'm going to depend on you by living in the now. As I trust in you and rely on you, I know we will be ready for tomorrow, for an hour from now, for 20 years from now. You will have me ready. So hopefully you'll begin to see the emphasis of the Lord. It's not about what you're necessarily learning. It's, are you knowing Him? This is life eternal, to know Christ, not to be able to raise the dead, not to be able to give away all your money and go be a missionary in Africa, but to know Christ. And He's the only one. He first revealed Himself to you. Now He brings you into oneness. There is that simplicity of devotion to Christ. And sometimes it's the very simplicity that trips us up, because we feel like we have to be doing something. And then if we're not doing something or producing something or have gotten to a certain level or productivity, that we missed Him somewhere. And these are the lies we want to overcome. Enjoy your present. It's your most valuable asset to just be able to rest in the here and now. So we will try to go ahead and get a little bit farther in some of the challenges of moving in the supernatural gifts. The last time we talked about this, we were talking about being selfish and using the gifts for our own benefit. And we want to just, you know, that's going to creep in. All these things will creep in. Or they may be part of your character and your temperament, or your training, your history, the group you're involved in. That you're not doing something perfectly is not an excuse to not do it. In fact, we learn more from our mistakes than from doing something perfectly. So go ahead and try it. Even for your own sake, that's fine. If you're going too far in one direction or another, God will point that out. He may use somebody else. He may do it directly. And also, don't worry about who you're ministering to, who is on the receiving end of any gifts. Don't worry about doing it wrong. There are so many examples I've been a part of where you think God is saying one thing through you, and somehow He takes it in midair and turns it around, and He puts it in the ear of the receiver to be exactly what they needed to hear. And they may have heard something totally different than what you meant. And you may have heard from God. I'm not saying, you know, that's the whole thing, is you can hear ABC from God for that person and say ABC from God. And in the air, He turns it to XYZ. And He puts XYZ into the person's ear, and they hear XYZ, and XYZ is what they needed to hear. He does what He wants. He does the loving thing. He does the kind thing. He does the just thing. So we want to talk a little bit about being arrogant. One way arrogance shows up as we're ministering in the gifts, is being expressed, is by leaving the impression. And this happens regardless of the situation. Leaving the impression that the person with the gift is somehow more mature, more blessed, or more anointed because of the working or the fruit of that gift. So there's many Old Covenant occasions where God did indeed specifically bless, anoint, and even mantle someone with a specific, special gift or ability to carry out his purposes for that time. But you and I, we are now spirit beings, and we have everything that was available before Christ, plus eternal life. So instead of seeing somehow a level of maturity or specialness associated or attached to the operation of the gifts, we see it simply as part of our training. Now, part of this, too, is being able to accept recognition. But we also want to recognize that the reason a gift or a ministry is flowing in a person's life is not because they are on some higher level or that they are closer to God, but because they have received the training that God has offered to them. And they have practiced and used that which God has given to all. Honor and recognition is due to those who have worked hard, who have done the training, taken the test, often with great patience and suffering. So we respect those who move in ministry gifts of all kinds. But we do not attribute the results to a special gift or blessing, but to their cooperation with the Lord. Just as we've been talking about, we all have the same spirit in us that is able to work and minister in any of these gifts, plus more. So it's not that one is on a higher level or more anointed. We all have an equal great anointing that Jesus Christ himself has. That's not a distinction. So why do some minister in the gifts at high levels and others don't? It's not because they're special. It's because because of their training. The Lord called their name, and they said, "Yes, Lord, what are we doing?" And then they did the work. It's not that hard. Well, let me change that. It is hard because we have to deal with our stuff. But it's simple. There is only one level in the kingdom. We are all equally joint heirs with our older brother, and each of us is equally a son of our Father. And until we come into the fullness of his reality, we are all immature. So we look at all kinds of ministry and ministers objectively and as a learning experience, neither rejecting or accepting according to our own standards, but through relying on the Lord for his quickening, for his confirmation, for his redirection. He lets us know, yes, I want you to learn this. He lets you know, this is not for me. And that's the gold. That's the blessing. That's our inheritance, to be able to hear from God for ourselves with confidence. So we'll pick it up there next week. You can drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. Until next week, have a great rest of the day. Thanks for tuning in. It's been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a good night.